Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruf Gentry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ruf Gentry. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts towards first. York fields the ball and throws to Gentry covering. Safe. Clary moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clary moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is one for one in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is one for one in the game, with a single. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is one for one in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clary moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Clary scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Richards and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentry moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Gentry moves to third. Hoover moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Hayworth moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayworth moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ross. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Hayworth scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Mancuso now catching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentry. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards right. Ross catches it and throws to Mayo, who relays to Hoover, who tags Burns for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-2 in the game. Potter bunts for an out with unknown description. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burns takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.